The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. Al was going to punch up music. Something happened. Al let out an expletive deleted. It was great in the morning.
I had everything ready.
It's all right. Thank you, Albert. It's okay, and we appreciate it, buddy. Always prepared. Something happened within the board. We are rocking. We are prepared. Did you see how quick I just came to the microphone? I was locked. I am loaded, and we are ready to go on this Monday morning. Thank you, Albert. It's all good. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you here. Frankie's here. Albert's here. Susie's in for Debbie. And there's so much happened this weekend. I don't even know where to start. First of all, good morning and great to have you with us on the radio. I'm so honored to be with you because everybody tells us they listen to the show. And that's because you're listening, you know, and we appreciate that. And we are so honored to have you with us. And thanks for being part of the family every morning. And the nicest comments, and God bless you. And as we roll into Christmas, it's great. Rick Klein's going to join us. Michael Caputo. Is on the show this morning. Commissioner Bill Bratton on the show. This will be a vital chat with this legendary law enforcement official, Bill Bratton, about what's happening, how the crime just is going to start seeping in. Boy, I have deja vu about the 1970s. Ugh, with the crime, how it was when I started out at the Improv and you couldn't walk the streets, man. I could tell you in this poor, beautiful, beautiful Tessa Majors gal, at the Bernard College, just that incident there. I see it, and Bill Bratton, you do not want to miss. Listen, Rick Klein, Mike Caputo, Bill Bratton, and you know who else? Carter Page, former foreign policy advisor to the Donald Trump campaign, someone who was under surveillance during the campaign by the FBI. You heard Carter Page's name mentioned all over the place on the Chris Wallace, James Comey interview yesterday. Who am I with yesterday at Tony LoBianco's Christmas party and Elise LoBianco's Christmas party? Carter Page, my new best buddy. I swear to God, I walk in, there's Carter Page there, man. And I go, Carter Page. He goes, Joe Piscopo. Oh, I'm a big fan. So he wanted to know about Saturday Night Live. I wanted to know about him being investigated by the DOJ, you know. And now, how do you just get assaulted like that? He was positive. He was happy. He was up. And I said, Carter, he goes, what's your producer's name again? I said, Frankie Five Barrels. No. I go, oh, you mean Frank Morano? He goes, yeah, Frank Morano. I said, well, you could call him Five Barrels. All right. So he goes, no, Frankie calls me, and I meant to get back to him. I said, will you do me a favor? Email him now. And exactly what happened, he emailed. Frankie got right back, and now Carter Page will be on the air in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about the crazy things that are happening within our government here with under this presidency. Just, and it's absolutely incredible what's happening, but we will make it through. So much to talk about, and I appreciate all your nice wishes being on Fox and Friends on Friday. You know, that was so impromptu. And can I tell you something too? You know, as we get together this morning like this, it's so positive over at Fox News. It's so positive. It's like people, the green room is like it's a party feel. It's a nice, the crew comes out, the security guys, all the makeup people, and then everybody who's on the show, you know, and they all have the thing. David Webb was there. Greg Jarrett was there. Geraldo came by. Everybody who was going to be on the show. Janice Dean was there. She's so great all the time. And everybody so had the best, longest talk with Carly Shimkus. What a superstar this young gal is from Long Valley, New Jersey. Who knew? See, the Jersey connection. It was a Jersey connection. And Carly was great. We talked politics and everything else. It was so nice. And then I'm with Dina Martin and John Griffith, her husband. And Dina and John are there. And did we rehearse? We had a sound check at 5:15. I told Mr. Crowley yesterday at Tony's party. I said, Jerry, I was up earlier for the Fox hit than I am for the radio show. It was because you had to get over to Fox, right? And we did a sound check, but it was a quick sound check. It was so light. And a big shout out to Steve Ducey, who I've known many years. Brian Kilmeade's a longtime friend. And Ainsley is such a great gal. Ainsley Earhart. So we went on, and Dina and I go on. They go, okay, Joe and Dina are going to perform. And in my head, I'm going, we are? Okay. And I rehearsed this shit. All I got to say, I rehearsed the song. I rehearsed it over and over again. And Baby, It's Cold Outside. And it was received so well. And thank you. Thank you for watching. And a big shout out to my pally, Dina Martin. She's just Dean Martin's daughter. And, you know, aside from that, she's a great entertainer in her own right. And we had fun with Dina. And thank you for watching. That was so much fun. Baby, It's Cold Outside, with all the politically incorrect lyrics, right? So then of course, everybody saw it. And I was happier than anything because my mother was watching. And she so appreciated it, you know? And like Ducey says, Steve goes, Joe, he said, you do an after Fox kind of hit for Fox Nation. And so they said, okay, keep the cameras rolling after we went off the air on Fox News. For Fox Nation. And they go, yeah, Joe thinks he's in the 1940s. That was great. And I just went back and forth with Margo Katz-Matidis. Margo, I love you. She's so funny. She took a picture at Tony Lowe's party yesterday. I had the hat on. She goes, don't move. Don't move. That's the pose. And I'm leaving the party. And I just looked at the picture. Now I'll have to post it for you. And I have the hat that my father always wore out there like that. Then as the day unfolds and it's Friday and I'm going, I'm getting toward the end of my fall winter run that you've been so with me on, you know, busiest fall winter I've ever had, ever, and all good, but traveling, right, Kansas City, Oakland, California, wherever, all around where we went, right, and so I go, this is it, then I got one more gig on Saturday night, and then I hear that Danny Aiello passed away, and boy, that broke my heart. This was the great actor Danny Aiello, and I don't know why or how, why was it that day, I go, we have to play, you heard me, right? I said, you got to play Danny Aiello music. Am I right or wrong? That's right or wrong. We said, you got to play that. And Al goes, yep, got it. Matt Borzi, our production guy, finds a CD, brings it in. We have it here, and we'll play it. Because Danny always said to me, and we'll have to dig up the Danny Aiello interview. It was about a year ago I chatted with him and had a great chat, and he was fine. So I don't know what happened. I mean, I got some inside line from some dear friends. I don't want to break any confidences, but apparently it was an infection. It was one of those hospital infections that we always keep telling you about. This is what we heard. And Danny Aiello was one of the great all-time actors, iconic actors, but more than that, just a great fun guy. Made everybody feel great. Everybody. I was down the shore. I was doing a run at the Old Sands. That's where I posted that picture, at Atlantic City. And we would put up a different act every weekend. And that was so much fun. And this has to be over 10 years ago. And I'm doing one act. And the next act, we had Dominic Chinese came down. And some jazz artist came. Tony DeSayre came down. And then I would be the host. They said, Danny, would you come down? So Danny Aiello sold out. Like, the quickest person to sell, Danny Aiello. Boom. Because he had a great act. Musically on stage, Danny did. And he was always telling us, then we would go, Joey, can you come down to my comedy club in Hoboken? I'm doing, anything. Then we'd go there. We spent so much time together. And then everybody that I talked to, I saw so many nice posts from Chaz Palminteri, from Federico Castelluccio, from all actors who just loved Danny because he embraced us. He was such a giving guy. So Danny, rest in peace, man. Talent aside, one of the greatest talents, he would come into the improv when we were kids, I remember. And I was starting out, 1976, 77. Listen to me. Danny Aiello, he was performing down the street in a play called Gemini. And we remember Danny Aiello from Broadway would come in because he was a bouncer at the improv. A bouncer at the improv. Well, that's where we worked. Danny Aiello worked where we're standing right here. Yeah, and Danny would come in. And he was so warm and wonderful to all the young comedians. Just a sweetheart of a guy, Danny. Rest in peace. Danny, the great Danny Aiello. What a loss. 86 years old. Did you know he was 86? You thought he was like 50-something with his energy. So rest in peace, and our hearts go out to the Aiello family. You know, news-wise, there's so much to get into. I don't even know where to begin. The impeachment thing, we're not even going to acknowledge. We'll talk about it. We'll throw it out. It's going to go away. It's going to be done. And Rick Klein will join us. And Rick's the guy that said, this is going to be a distant memory by Election Day. And just to see what James Comey was talking about. And, you know, I always get on, I know you always get on Chris Wallace,
who always sounds like a Jerry Lewis character from long ago. Chris Wallace, Fox News. But best interview, Chris Wallace. He was great with James Comey. If you heard it, we'll try to play some clips from it. James Comey, Chris Wallace wouldn't let Comey out. Comey's dancing. Well, you know, I see maybe we should have looked at things a little better now. Well, I didn't know. The FISA warrant? Oh, that? Well, you know, I didn't know. They knew everything. James Comey talked to the President of the United States, and in his mind, James Comey was going to take out the President of the United States. Oh, don't tell me. And Chris Wallace, I have to tell you, I know. I hear people criticize Chris because his style of interview is, no matter what you are, Democrat or Republican, let me take everything bad that I've heard about you and I'm going to throw that at your face. And he does it to the other side as well. But boy, he showed his true journalistic prowess, Chris Wallace did, with James Comey. He did not let Comey come out from that rock, man. You got to hear this interview. And this was the basis of the Russia probe. It was Comey going in with the FISA. And that's why we'll talk to Carter Page about it. This is scary, man. It's scary. And then, you know what I kept thinking about when Chris Wallace was talking to James Comey? I was talking about, is Roger Stone facing 20 years in prison? Is Hope Hicks having to pay legal bills? Michael Caputo, the legal bills he had to pay? All these people, the way you always hear the president say, it hurts so many nice people. These are ancillary, the collateral damage of the Mueller probe that people still can't pay, that people are still in prison for. General Michael Flynn, man. This guy, he had to sell his house. Look at, and Comey's doing, well, I don't know. You know what? Don't get me started, but this was, I'm telling you, this, I don't think we've seen the end of it. You know, I that's why I have faith in Attorney General William Barr. I'm just saying like that. Anyway, there's a lot to get into, and it was a spectacular time. We had a great time with at the Frank Sinatra event on Thursday. How great was that? With Steve Tyrell, Bill Boggs. Bill Boggs was there. Best interview ever with Frank Sinatra from Mr. Boggs himself. Tony LoBianco came down. Carol all showed up. She's so great on the radio. My pal Carol showed up. And Tony Danza came in. He came in late. He was at the PAL dinner, which was this huge dinner that the Catsimatidis had for the Police Athletic League. And then Tony came in to Patsy's, and it was great. Paul Servino, a shout-out to my friend Dave Damiani. Pat Cooper was hysterical on the air. He was hysterical. Thank you, Pat Cooper. I love you, man. We've had such a good relationship. So there's a lot to get into, a lot to talk about this morning. And then I have to tell you, too, after all this craziness, and yesterday the Tony LoBianco Christmas party was great, and everybody was there. We had a great time. But Saturday night, I have to tell you this, and then we'll get into the show in the day. Where do you think I'm performing? If you saw it online, at the top of 30 Rock is the Rainbow Room. This is a legendary performance facility, the Rainbow Room in New York City. And I go, I'm playing at the Rainbow Room. Dave Damiani sets it up for me with my buddy Steve Byer. They go, will you come in? It's a special event. The Rainbow Room? Sure, they make the deal. Now I'm set. I go, oh, what time's my hit on Saturday night? This is after the crazy week, after getting up Friday, and I'm home, and I'm trying to get all the Christmas presents. 11 o'clock, you're on stage. 11 p.m., I'm on stage, right, at the Rainbow Room. So I go in there, and it's a huge, I go, what's going on? It's a wedding. It's a wedding. A wedding. Can you imagine me? If you go, all of us go to catering halls, don't we? A wedding on the top of 30 Rock. I don't even want to think what it costs, you know? And of course, all of the entertainers went, oh, we should jack our price up a little bit. You know? So we go in. Listen to me. This is your pal Joe on the radio. This is my wheelhouse.
I walk out. I don't have a rehearsal with the band. My buddy Rick Gordon, my music director, talks with the music guys there, Sean and Gennaro, and the guys running the band. I walk, and there's a dance floor, black tie, top of New York City, rainbow room, legendary rainbow room, everybody in chairs all around, as glorious and as nice as you can imagine, as upscale as you can imagine. Mic in my hand, no rehearsal, no sound check. I give the band my set list. I step out. The band kicks in. I'm on the dance floor. I start to sing Come Fly With Me. The crowd could not have been nicer. Joe! They all stood up. It was right there. There. That's my wheelhouse. Right there. As I stood in the middle of the Rainbow Room, man, you could see the Empire State Building. You see the Chrysler Building. And all these glorious folks. And the couple, Beth Ann and Daniel, handsome, beautiful couple. And I start doing my set, and I said, this is the business I chose. That's exactly why I was there, man. And I was in my glory. It was like I was talking to Margo about it. It was like I felt like I was in 1930 or something. It was great. And I ran the set, and one song, then the next song. And then the couple came out. I said, come on, you guys got to dance on the dance floor. And then we did some comedy. We joked around. Everybody was laughing fun. And, yes, I played the drums. I brought everybody up on the dance floor, the drums. And then we closed it with New York, New York. I got to tell you something. And by the time I'm off stage, it's like midnight. Am I right? Look at me. And I said, as I left, I said, you know, I'm in the blue collar of show business, man. And that's what I do. And it was just a glorious, glorious time. So to the wonderful couple, thank you for having me there. Daniel and Beth Ann, and if you were there, thank you. Best crowd ever. And so then here I am back on the radio. Talk about working in the blue collar, baby. We are up and we are at them 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Debbie, how you doing this morning? Oh, Susie Cerrone. Susie, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Look how she jumps right in. Look at you. You go right into it. Joe, Debbie, Susie, what does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
I am here for you. A good weekend for you, Susie Cerrone? You are so funny. What happened?
Someone hit my car Thursday as I was leaving lunch with some coworkers went for an estimate on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. What?
$9,916.
No!
Excuse me? What?
So we'll start the GoFundMe page right now, right here on the radio. Wait, are you kidding me? But insurance. So tell me insurance.
Yeah, a teenage kid didn't follow the rules, hit the driver's door, but smashed in the passenger door.
Big time. You know what?
But luckily, we're okay.
Yeah. Were you in the car, girl?
Yeah, I was driving.
Oh, my gosh. Where you were going? High speed?
No. Because I know it's a bad intersection. Happened near work. I knew it was bad.
Oh, gosh.
Bad
I'm
intersection.
So sorry.
But, you know.
Susie, I know. And just what you need. It was a kid, huh? It was a kid.
Yep. Teenage kid.
You sound great.
Thanks.
Let us know, because listen, car dealers are standing by as I speak if you need any help, okay?
All right, thanks.
Susie Cerrone, God bless you, doing good. 622, how we doing traffic-wise, Susie?
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. Pretty busy already out there, especially in the five boroughs. An accident on the FDR South, but it's 71st Street. That has one lane out. Crash on the Deegan North, Bennett Willis Avenue. It looks like just one lane is out now. We're checking in on that. Hudson River Crossings, 15 minutes at the inbound George for either deck, 15 at the Lincoln, 15 at the Holland as well. Alternate side in effect. Paramus, good morning. Accident just cleared on the Parkway North, but at 163. No delays on the New York State Thruway southbound heading out of Rockland, although it's picking up a little bit, 13 to 12. Tappan Zee, A-OK. And Connecticut, 95 south and on the brakes from 27 in Bridgeport to 20 in Fairfield. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your daily message and warning from LifeLock, my friends at LifeLock, who want you to know about jackpotting attacks. Criminals use malware or hardware to get an ATM to dispense cash, happening in regions including the U.S., Latin America. It's gone up. According to a recent investigation, in 2013, a cyber gang stole $45 million from ATMs around the world. There's so many ways that cybercrime can wreck your life. It's important to understand how cybercrime works, how it affects our lives. Identity theft, such a serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You gotta have LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats. like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information, they send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now. Get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code Gallagher. Just call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Be sure to use the promo code Gallagher to get an extra 10% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com today.
The holidays should be the best of times, but it feels impossible with this credit card debt.
I know Christmas isn't about the stuff we buy, but it's terrible to not have the freedom to take care of the ones I love.
I can't do anything this year because I overdid it last year.
All I want to do is be able to relax and enjoy the holidays and not worry about credit card debt.
You might be having these thoughts right now.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and waiting for your call so you don't feel this way next Christmas.
One call and you can get started to financial freedom. Find hope to live your life and the holidays out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your credit card debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-5348. That's 1-800-990-5348. 800-990-5348.
It may not be over the river and through the woods, but if you're traveling over the holidays, protect your home and valuables with Blink security cameras. Blink XT2 cameras are motion activated. Place them anywhere, and when they detect motion, you get an alert and a video clip on your Blink smartphone app. Who on your gift list would love a Blink security camera? A busy mom whose Blink camera alerts her when the kids get home from school and lets her chat with them using the two-way talk feature? Or the business traveler who'll sleep better knowing his family is safe and secure? And don't forget grandparents. Blink XT2 cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and run on two AA lithium batteries for up to 2 years. Blink XT2 security cameras are the perfect gift for everyone on your nice list. Save up to 25% now through December 24th on Blink cameras and systems. Plus, get a free Amazon Echo with the purchase of any system while supplies last. BlinkProtect.com/sale. BlinkProtect.com/sale.
I got to send Capablos. I got to send Capablos. Writing a note. I have to send Capablos to my accountant gal who is absolutely brilliant, and that is going there. See, I'm writing a note. You got to send Capablos too. Capablos, C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S. CapablosOnline.com. You can call 800-252-6262. When I was a kid, I told you, coming up in Essex County, New Jersey, if you got the ultimate crowning for a Christmas basket with was and is Capablos. Just boom, the towers would come in. Oh, the tower that we had here, the fruits, the wine, the chocolates, the gourmet gift baskets, you name it, they have got it. Capablos all wrapped up in a beautiful ribbon. You know, they've been there for 110 years, right there on 350 Allwood Road in Clifton. I was over there. Because why? Because I'm like, I want to see Capablos. So I went over to Capablos. And I saw everybody hand-making these baskets. Ah, you got to try it. CapablosOnline.com. Go there. See these beautiful, beautiful. And by the way, don't forget when you order to put in the code, as I did, Joe970 at checkout. You get 10% off your order. Anything you want. It makes the greatest impression. And do like I do. Send that Capablos gift basket now. CapablosOnline.com. 800-252-6262. Joe970 at checkout. You save 10% off your entire order. This Christmas, please send the best. Send Capablos.
Listen to AM970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970, The Answer.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Danny Aiello right here.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Danny Aiello, the late great Danny. How great, how talented is this guy? You know, he could paint. See, that's a great vocal. Thank you, Alpha Fine. It's a great vocal arrangement. I have not heard Danny Aiello singing. You know, and he was just, as an actor, his on screen, you just immediately loved him, even when he was a bad guy. And but even when he said, Michael Corleone sends his regards to Godfather 2, Frankie, right?
Says hello, yes.
Yeah, he says hello, says hello. So he says, and he ad-libbed that line.
That's right. I asked him about that because it really makes no sense in the film.
No.
And he said that they were rehearsing the scene and that he said that and Coppola stopped him and he says, what did you just say? Because he didn't have any lines originally as one of the Rosato brothers. Danny Aiello told him, I think I said, Michael Corleone says hello. And Coppola says, I like that. Keep that in there. So
it has nothing to do with the storyline.
Well, no, it actually does not make sense because Frank Pantangeli wasn't.
Michael Corleone says hello.
He wasn't. Right, he wasn't going to be whacked by Michael Corleone, you know, so it would make no sense for him to deliver that message. But fans have interpreted all sorts of other reasons why his character would have said that. Yeah, maybe he wanted one last insult, and I don't know.
Remember that. And he was young. You know what, though? He started acting. Danny, good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Al.
Boys, missed you guys. And thanks for holding down the fort on Friday. It was great. Danny started acting like at 45 or something.
He started stage acting around 36, 37, and then he made his debut in films around 40.
The
great baseball movie called Bang the Drum Slowly.
With De Niro. He was great. You're right. And Danny was a union guy. Wasn't he like a union guy?
Union president lost his job due to a wildcat strike. And when the news came a late Friday morning, I played a clip of, Mike talking to Danny about 7 years ago. He was a public address announcer for Greyhound.
That was the best.
And you could wake him up in the middle of the night, as I did, 1:15 one Friday night, and he still had committed to memory all of the bus routes that he would read all
the
time.
He did it on the Letterman show, a Dave Letterman show. It was great. He would do the whole schedule like that. Danny Aiello, rest in peace. And everybody's got always something nice to say. Didn't know he was sick. Heard some things. We'll allow the family to, reveal all of that. But as far as I know, it was infection. It was like an infection. What are they saying?
Yeah, we talked about it on Friday.
Oh, great. Well, I won't talk about it now.
You were saying about the family. They had, apparently he was in the hospital for a surgery, got an infection, and apparently it took a turn for the worst. The family came to say their goodbyes on Thursday night.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than that, but I'll let it unfold as I heard. I don't want to break confidences on the air, but there is a memorial service on Thursday, apparently. So I'll keep that quiet, too. But Danny, I tell you, rest in peace. What a great guy. Just a great guy. Good friend. Spent so much time with him. Do we have the interview? Can we find the interview that I did with him about a year? I guess it was about a year ago. It seems like less than a year ago, Frankie.
I don't remember about one in studio, but we had him on the phone. It was 2 years ago, right around this week, because he wanted to promote his Christmas album.
There it is. And he sounded fine, man.
Yeah, no, I spoke to him about 3 months ago. He sounded great.
He was okay, right?
Yeah. But he always sounded great. He's very tough.
Yeah. And just a great, he had a great spirit about him. And Carter Page at the LoBianco Christmas.
Yeah, that was cool.
Where was Frank Morano at the Tony LoBianco Christmas party?
I guess my invite got lost in the mail again.
Well, you're always invited, man.
First of all, I didn't know it was yesterday. I would not have been able to go. I had a family function yesterday anyway. But it was nice just to almost be invited.
That was so. I wrangled everything up, went home after Saturday night, and I said, okay, let me turn it around. And I just rolled right back into the city and went to, and that is a great Christmas party. You know, Tony LoBianco cooks everything. You know,
I'm not surprised.
So, and,
but I'll take your word for it.
And Tony is at the head of the table. They have everything: eggplant parmesan, broccoli rub. They had the broccoli rub. I said to Jerry, I was with Jerry, you got to eat the broccoli rub. It's
how did Jerry get invited? That's what I'd like to know. Does Jerry even know Tony LoBianco? I don't understand
who's
that at
a
all.
Denunciation on this.
No, one's getting denounced.
Jerry's like
people should invite who they want. I'm just curious.
Jerry's like the Lorne Michaels of radio now. You know that?
Yes.
He is very upset.
No, I'm not.
About the party, you mean?
No, yeah. I'm not upset at all.
He was so invited. He got invited last year by Elise and Tony.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're invited this year, especially when he didn't know when it was.
I would have crashed had I known, because I was here in Manhattan. I would have crashed. What time did the party start?
Like 4 or 5 yesterday afternoon.
I couldn't have gone.
There you go. Yeah. But you were more. I know you were more than welcome.
Thank you.
And we get this is like
sure
if you're listening,
that?
Tony LoBianco, one of the great Italian American actors and a great guy, and he and Elise throw this really quintessential New York party on the Upper West Side, beautiful, and everybody who's anybody is there.
Apparently not Frank.
Tony.
He's only wanted in the one borough.
No,
Staten Island.
Tony, no, you'd be amazed at how many parties
everybody was there.
Everybody was there. Except for Frank.
Exactly. But Tony was in a movie with Danny Aiello back in the late 70s, Blood Brothers.
Oh, you're good, man.
I think your friend Mary Lou Henner was also in. That was a Richard Gere movie. Remember that?
Yeah, you're good, man. Tony is at the head of this huge dining room table. And all the food that he makes, from the pasta dish, I don't want to mispronounce, the meatballs. Joe, you got to eat the meatballs. Frankie, I ate it.
Keep rubbing it in.
And Mr. I should have brought him in. I should have brought it in here. Jerry goes, Joe, you're eating. I said, I'm eating. And they had Carter Page was there. Carter Page was there.
No, I walk in.
I go, what is Carter Page? I said, Carter Page, what are you doing here? He goes, that's a long story. I'm here. He goes, your producer calls me. I said, you got to come on the show, man. What a nice guy. We had a great show.
Should have been invited, but wasn't.
Dina Martin was there.
Very nice. Yeah, I just saw her picture.
You know, huh?
I heard you left without her, according to John Cassavetes.
Yeah, she was with her husband, Al.
But my response to John was, I guess it wasn't that cold outside.
John and hey, baby, it's cold outside. John and Margo were there, and I think that's what Jerry probably knew about it. So there it is. So John and Margo, we had a great time. Everybody was, and it was great. And we missed you.
How was that again?
Huh?
Everybody who was anybody was there.
Yeah, everybody except who was
Frank.
Anybody
that's
was okay. there.
That's right.
Frank's always invited. Don't you remember last year?
Yes, I was invited last year. That's true. Well, verbally through you, kind of a.
Right.
But that's okay.
Open bar.
Yeah, it sounds
high-end liquor.
It sounds great.
High-end liquor.
No, yesterday was my brother's birthday. I would not have been able to go anyways, but, you know, would have been nice to be invited.
Frankie, you're always welcome. Hey, Rick Klein's going to join us. Rick Klein was at the party, isn't he?
Of course he was.
No, he wasn't. Really? No, he wasn't. Hey, Joe on the radio.
Jeff Van Drew was there.
Hey, listen.
What about Kevin McCullough? Was he there? Yeah.
Kevin showed up.
It was great.
No. Like Frank.
Oh, now Frank's really looking.
No, it's cool. It's not.
Frankie, you are always invited, Frankie Five Boroughs. Hey, Rick Klein, we'll talk about Jeff Van Drew. Huge, huge news. Rick Klein's going to join us momentarily. Michael Caputo on the show. Commissioner Bill Bratton and Carter Page himself. Hey, Rick will come up momentarily. Right now, we got the headline news just for yous with Al Gattullo right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Monmouth County man appearing in court today in connection to the Jersey City mass shooting that left 6 people, including 4 innocents, dead by gunfire. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced over the weekend Keyport resident Ahmad Ahadi is scheduled to appear in a federal court at some point today on a count related to being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. FBI agents arrested Ahadi Saturday morning following the execution of a search warrant that allegedly turned up weapons and ammo at Ahadi's home in a pawn shop run by his family. The feds purport Ahadi's phone number and the pawn shop's address was written on a note found in the pants pockets of David Anderson. Anderson and Francine Graham have been identified by officials as the suspects killed on December 10th in the Jersey City kosher market after they killed 3 people and a police officer before arriving at the store. Several street and parking restrictions will be in place today across Jersey City to accommodate the viewing of fallen Jersey City Police Detective Joseph Seals. Between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m., Pavona Avenue will be closed from Summit Avenue to John F. Kennedy Boulevard and Homestead Street from Van Ripen Street to Pavona Avenue. All streets intersecting Bergen Avenue from SIP to Fairmount will be locked down until around 2 p.m. Motorists should watch for no parking signs posted on several area streets to accommodate mourners, as any vehicles parked where they shouldn't be will be towed, as per the city's Department of Public Safety. In sports, Giants quarterback Eli Manning potentially going out as a winner after defeating the Dolphins 36-20 in what might be Manning's final start as a Giant at home. He ended Big Blue's nine-game losing streak yesterday, passing for more than 280 yards and two touchdowns. Knicks lose to Denver 111-105. Nets over the Sixers 109-89. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Good morning. Clear skies, 34 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Crash on the FDR south, but it's 71st Street has one lane out. Two lanes out with an accident on the Deegan north, but at Willis Avenue. Inbound George, 10 to 15 for either level. Inbound Lincoln is 15. Inbound Holland, 15 from either approach. The crash on the Parkway north, but at 163 in Paramus is gone. Still the left lane out on the Cross County west, but at New Rochelle Road, it's repairs from the accident that happened last night. Checking your forecast today. Cloudy with a high of 30. Then later today, a rain-snow mix moves in, eventually becoming all rain in the city. The overnight low, 34 degrees. Tuesday, rain and 38 degrees. Wednesday, sunny and cold. Wednesday's high, 36. Wednesday night, ouch, down to 16 degrees. Now you know what's going on. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Joe on the radio, 639 and AM 970, The Answer. Rick Klein coming up momentarily. Want to tell you about Balance of Nature religiously. I don't want to say anything because I still got about another week right before we get into Christmas, but from September. Two trips to Europe, am I right? Everywhere across the United States, every weekend, every day doing something, doing radio for 4 hours, 20 hours a week. What did I stay on? Balance of Nature. Religiously, I've been taking Balance of Nature. Last night, I got back after another long day, and I'm there, and I laid in bed, and I went at the hotel, and I went, you know what? I forgot to take a dosage, I call it dosage, of Balance of Nature. I needed, like, and you know what? Dr. Howard said if you forgot and you forgot to take your Balance of Nature, you could double up at the end of the day. That's exactly what I did. And I want to tell you, I don't even want to think about it, but I feel, by the grace of God, great. Great. And it's, and I have to attribute Balance of Nature for that. And even my buddy Joe the other day, last night actually, at the Tony LoBianco party, he says, hey, did you take Balance of Nature? How's that working for you? I went, you got to try it. You got to try it. And that's what I say to you. You got to try it because we give you these great deals now. If you call or go online now, you could become, and you become a preferred customer, we can give you our best pricing and free shipping. Free shipping. We'll take an additional 25% off your first order. You've got to try it because I love you. I'm going to tell you, it works for me. I'm not going to tell you an FDA study. The clinical study said none of that. I'm your clinical study, right? This will be a limited time offer, by the way, so please don't wait. Here is the number for Balance of Nature for you to start your Balance of Nature journey and to experience that difference for yourself. 800-2468-751. It's just like that. 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Good morning, America.
Or is it? If you're one of the millions of Americans who did not sleep well last night, it's probably a pretty average morning.
But listen up, you sleep deprived people. There's good news. A breakthrough sleep solution called Pronto Sleep.
And when we say pronto, we mean pronto. Pronto Sleep gently opens your nose to focus breathing and help you relax and fall asleep. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils to help you stay asleep naturally.
And then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Too easy, eh?
And in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep and 74% found it helped them stay asleep. So make every morning a
good morning, America.
With Pronto Sleep, available now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com.
Pronto Sleep from RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Wednesday, the Albany Great Danes take on the St. John's Red Storm at Carneseca Arena. Coverage begins with a pregame show at 8:10, tip-off at 8:30. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Rick Klein's coming up momentarily. It's 6:43 with Joe on the radio. It is Red Kettle time. Thank you, Big Al. This Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good, and I do too. This is very, very important. It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the U.S. It's a cause that's near and dear to my heart. It's a fight to bring Christmas to the thousands who lost everything in this year's fires, for example. It's a fight to help the hardworking families across the communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, keep the electricity on every single day. The Salvation Army serves 23 million people. In the United States of America, 84 cents of every dollar goes right to your community from the Salvation Army. Did you go to team970.org yet? Please go to team970.org at team970.org. Again, that's on your Christmas list, okay? Please, whether you give a little, you give a lot, every single dollar does a world of good in your community. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 644 right now. Rick Klein is the political director of ABC News. And Rick, you're so kind. You always call on time, man. You're the busiest cat in the business, and we appreciate that very much. Happy holidays, Rick, and welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe. Best to you.
You know, so Washington, Jeff Van Drew, he's from the First in New Jersey. Rick, I've been talking about this, and when he comes on the air, he's very common sense. There's some common sense, mm-hmm. Blue Dog Democrats. And here, now, he's actually going to switch parties. That I never knew. That kind of came out of nowhere, and I knew he wasn't going to vote for impeachment. What's the word down there in Washington? Will Van Drew actually switch from a Democrat to become a Republican?
That's all the buzz. A bunch of his staffers just quit overnight. And
what did they do, Rick? I'm sorry. What did they do?
Yeah, they quit. A bunch of his staffers, I think five of them, quit his office.
Wow.
In protest. He's told people that he's doing it. He's waiting perhaps for an event at the White House. Trump wants to make a big deal out of it. You know, it's interesting. Van Drew's definitely a moderate
yep.
Democrat.
Yep.
But, you know, he's pretty liable to vote for Nancy Pelosi. He's endorsed Cory Booker's campaign. So I'm curious how he fits in the Republican Party in New Jersey or anywhere else, for that matter. Most of this is being driven by the fact that he had a primary challenger. There was an internal poll that suggested he was going to get beaten by a more liberal challenger, you know, kind of an AOC versus Crowley type of dynamic. And so he's getting ahead of that. But, you know, it is an irony here. The Democrats thought, man, we're going to put all this pressure on the Republicans when we bring impeachment up. And, you know, the only party casualty looks like it's going to be a former Democrat becoming a Republican because of impeachment. That's not the way Nancy Pelosi had this designed.
I know. And I must say, there's a smile on my face because I love drama. And boy, did they not see this coming. I mean, but your point is well taken. Rick Klein from ABC News, kind enough to join us this morning. We're talking about Jeff Van Drew, congressman, stepping away, becoming a Republican. And just not only not voting for impeachment, but you're right. He was going to have a tough time in the Republican primary next year because that's a Donald Trump district that he's from, the First down there in Jersey, Rick. So apparently the president is going to, quote unquote, grease the skids for him a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the southernmost part of the state. It's, you know, Atlantic City and Cape May and, you know, everything.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
You know the state so well. But, you know, I have to think that Trump's going to fight for the guy. There's been a few party switchers in his era. The governor of West Virginia was another one. You know, he likes to make a big deal out of these things, obviously, because it's an argument.
Sure.
Jared Kushner was just saying this last week. Jared Kushner was telling reporters here in D.C., you know what, I used to be a Democrat, and now I'm a Republican. Obviously, not if one's married to the president's daughter. But the point that a bunch of Democrats, you know, either working class Democrats or, you know, or upper class Democrats, in the case of a Jared Kushner, could say, you know, there's a home for me in this party. That's a great argument for President Trump. It's not one that you hear from him directly because he's so partisan and biting. And, you know, I was at that rally in Hershey last week, and there wasn't a lot of, like, you know, come join me into happiness type of rhetoric from the president. But you know, if that is something that you can make a case to people that used to vote for Obama, there's a lot of them that voted for Trump last time. He wins them again. He wins another 4 years.
Hmm. Do you expect any other Democrats to vote against impeachment, Rick?
Yeah, a couple. Colin Peterson's a congressman, veteran congressman from Minnesota, who voted against the launching of the inquiry. My guess is, you know, 4 to 6 is the range.
Wow.
Which, you know, is not zero. And it's definitely, that's 4 to 6 more than the number of Republicans voting for impeachment.
Yeah.
Which, again, at the beginning of this process, that was an open question. The question of what are some of the moderate Republicans going to do? What about the retiring Republicans? People even talked about your friend Pete King from Long Island as someone that's got nothing to lose now. Maybe he could do it. He's not going to. Neither is Will Hurd or, you know, any of the retiring Republicans, the moderates. They have all calculated that they can at least make the case that the president doesn't deserve to be impeached, that this is a partisan process.
Yeah. Rick Klein from ABC News. Now, Rick, Good Morning America this morning apparently featuring two lawyers whose clients brought clients against, this is something against Mike Bloomberg and his company. Can you give us a preview of what's going on here and what they're going to say?
Yeah, sure. I mean, when he headed Bloomberg, the financial news and information network, he was subject of a number of lawsuits, including a couple that targeted his conduct personally, sexual harassment.
Whoa.
The other interesting thing that we've obtained, my colleague Tom Yamas is reporting, is that back in 1990, when Bloomberg was, you know, an up-and-comer, some of his employees and friends put together a quote book of, you know, things that Mike Bloomberg has said. And let's just say they don't have the same, you know, they don't seem to take the same tone 30 years later than they did at the time. A lot of them were, you know, sexually explicit or derogatory or off color. His team is saying that Mike's words have not always lived up to his deeds. But this is going to take some real explaining. And a lot of these cases are still under non-disclosure agreements as well. I'm curious to see if he collects anyone out of those to talk more publicly about what he acknowledges was less than perfect behavior a while back.
Wow, Michael Bloomberg, man. How was he received in North Carolina this week, by the way, Rick?
Decently. That's funny. The Democrats that see him there are grateful to see a Democrat at all. Usually you get there, you know, right around Super Tuesday or right around a week of voting.
So
if you're a hardcore Democrat in North Carolina, you're jealous of your neighbors in South Carolina, and you want to see someone get there more. You know, you can't go anywhere and not see those ads, man. I mean, you know, I had my 10-year-old Jack tell me that I'm almost quoting verbatim from the Bloomberg TV ad the other day, because it's literally everywhere. Those ads are everywhere. And that does something, you know. You can buy yourself a spot in the polls. You know, he's around 5, 6 national polls now, which is, you know, above the likes of Cory Booker, who've been in the race for almost a year.
I know. And Cory wasn't too pleased that he did not make the debate stage. Yet he raised a lot of money. And how did that happen again? It was polls, correct?
Yeah. And right now you need to not just raise money, but also register in polls. You needed 4 polls that got you, I think it was 4% for this debate, either state or local, or national polls.
Yeah.
He had 0.
Yeah.
He didn't get any in the qualifying window. So he's asking his fellow Democrats to get the rules changed to ensure his participation.
Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath. The Democrats realize once you do that, you open the door to anyone. And we're at a stage now where Democrats legitimately do want to have their choices narrowed down. So the question about whether this debate even happens on Thursday in L.A. when you've got a labor dispute that includes a picket line out front. No one wants to cross that. So it just feels like this episode is snake bitten. A lot of Democrats will be part of this debate. Probably want to be back in Washington talking about impeachment anyway. So we'll see how that happens.
And the USMCA will be voted on this week in the House, correct?
Yeah, we're expecting the House to vote on it. Of course, Mexico is now objecting to parts of it, some of the new concessions the Democrats got it into. And there's going to be sort of a pause after the holidays. The Senate's not going to take it up until after the impeachment vote. So it still could fall apart, but it does look like that's one of the last things the House is going to do before Christmas.
Rick Klein, you're a great dad. How's holidays going? Did you get all the presents that you need? I mean, I'm panicking a little bit. It's a little bit better, but did you get everything you need, huh? You doing okay?
We're all set. Thank you. We're in a good place. Looking forward to, you know, maybe a day or two of downtime, if nothing else.
Yeah. Well, Rick, to you and to your family on Long Island, we wish you all the very best for the holidays. Always appreciate you jumping in, as busy as you are, Rick. God bless, Godspeed, and happy holidays, my friend.
My pleasure, my friend. Talk soon.
Thank you. Rick Klein right there, political director of ABC News. 652, Susie Cerrone's in for Debbie this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. I am, and we've got problems out there. A stall on the FDR North, but at Houston Street has one lane out. The earlier accident on the FDR southbound in the 70s is gone. Crash on the Deegan North, but at Willis Avenue blocks the left lane. There is a stall tractor trailer on the RFK Triborough Bridge. Queensbound, an accident in Queens on the Jackie Robinson northbound at Metropolitan Avenue. Take your pick, inbound George Lincoln and Holland each about 30 minutes apiece. Alternate side in effect. Crash on the Parkway northbound at the Raritan Tolls is on the shoulder. Car fire on the Parkway northbound at 138 blocks of the right lane. Cross County eastbound at 22 in Mount Vernon. An accident has two lanes out. The thruway southbound is slow from 14A down to 12. Clear on the Tappan Zee. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests, Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. We hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was in Manhattan below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were actually exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Like AM 970, The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Want to know the sneaky way to get the perfect gift this holiday season? Just tiptoe into your loved one's closets and look at their shoe sizes. Then head to Skechers and make this holiday the most comfortable ever. Because at Skechers, we have ultra-comfy, ultra-affordable shoes you can buy everybody you know. Let's start with the kids. We have stretch fit, shoes that light up, and many more. And how about for mom, dad, and even the grandparents? We've got boots, sneakers, slip-ons, and so much more. Find Skechers at Skechers.com, at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will be cloudy and cold. We'll see a bit of light snow or flurries from midday into the evening hours that can mix with a little sleet. Untreated surfaces may be slippery, but most roads near and around the city will be just wet. Our high today, 37. A mixed bag of precipitation this evening will go to rain and drizzle later tonight and continue into tomorrow before ending late in the day. Tonight's though in the mid-30s in Midtown, closer to freezing inland. Tomorrow's high about 38. For Wednesday, clouds and sunshine increasingly windy. Watch out for an afternoon snow shower, high 37. AM 970, The Answer.
So, the 2020 is an election year, right? And which can mean major volatility in the stock market. Democrats are going to do everything they can to throw a monkey wrench in the strong economy we have experienced under Donald Trump's leadership. I mean, that's fair to say. So Noble Gold's IRA allows you to diversify your retirement strategy by storing physical gold and silver in a tax-deferred retirement account. In times of economic instability and uncertainty, diversifying your assets with precious metals helps to create a safety net against losing aggressive stock positions due to the market. All right, here. So you can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it by creating more balance in your financial portfolio. I trust the team at Noble Gold. They are on top of all of this. Their team of expert analysts are ready to take your call and educate you on the best alternative investments for your particular financial needs. Mention that the Joe Piscopo Show sent you, and you receive a free copy of their Gold Guide for New Investors. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Call your team right now for more information. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Here's Danny again, Danny Aiello.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
How cool is this?
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
The late, great Danny Aiello. Ah, man, everybody has so many great memories of Danny Aiello. Whether if you didn't know him, you loved him in his films, saw him in his live show. A brilliant stage actor. I saw him in some esoteric plays. Just an intense, brilliant actor. We miss you, Danny Aiello. Godspeed and God bless, and our hearts go out to the Aiello family. Michael Caputo will join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Commissioner Bill Bratton in the 8 o'clock hour. Carter Page, my new friend, who I met at the Tony LoBianco's Christmas party. Frank, were you at that party? Oh, sorry. You were invited. I'm just saying. And Piscopo with Murato and Cthulhu. Susie Cerone in for Debbie Duhame. Happy Monday, Joe on the radio. We're coming right back at you.